Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about Impress, Press On Falsies, and Press On Manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles, and the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress, that's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles, and then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
We've lost it.
Thanks for listening. If you're still listening,
the stuff that we have been doing and saying bonkers. Is like, everyone's like the goof troop over here. Completely
bonkers. Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Yes.
I was feeling that one.
Me too.
That one sounded really good.
I know. I felt really hyped for that
High
one.
High energy.
Woo, woo. All right, guys, tomorrow, April 22nd, is Earth Day. Do you guys remember The Big Help on Nickelodeon? Do you remember that,
yes.
Sarah? Yes.
Was it like with the hands?
Yes.
Like the hands.
And they would do like big concerts. And if you Google Big Help commercials, like there are some major throwback commercials that'll just bring back all the feels.
Oh my God, I need to do that.
So this is our version of that. Obviously, The Big Help was actually focused on renovating parks. Like, did you know this? Did you know the whole point of The Big Help was to get kids to submit their local park for renovation, and then like the top 10 would get renovated?
No, but all I do remember, like every Earth Day in elementary school, like that's all we would do is like park cleanups and beach cleanups.
Exactly.
Right? And planting trees.
Yes, yes. I don't know why I thought The Big Help was like a recycling initiative, which I guess it was kind of partly, but clearly my comprehension of that particular initiative was not very clear because I had no idea. The only thing I truly remember from The Big Help is they did a concert with NSYNC, and it's when they premiered Bye 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 to the public for the first time.
Oh my God.
And I remember hearing the strings at the beginning and being like, oh my God, what is this song? Bye Bye Bye. It's happening. Anyways, so this is our version of Bye Bye Bye. No, just kidding.
Thank God that like this next generation, like I feel like in way better hands than when we were. To be completely honest.
What if this was a segue into announcing JC Chazé was on the show?
Oh my God.
He's here to talk about his
sexy ass. We have to hit up Ally Mac Allie Mackey about that.
Allie Mackey, girl, you better help us out one of these days. Okay, so today we are talking about sustainability and what that means for your beauty routine and your beauty products and what you should be looking for and doing. One good thing about being isolated and staying home is that our planet is getting a much needed reprieve. Hallelujah. The air quality in LA, I have literally never seen it this good.
Oh my gosh. It feels good to step outside and inhale.
And be able to see the hills from where we, you know, where we live. Yeah. I mean, traditionally,
and then,
it's like a cloud of smoke.
Right, right. And then you hear all of these news stories about all the animals that are just thriving.
Yes.
It's yes. Amazing. Yeah, it's truly the silver lining.
The only thing that's truly helping this very dire situation. So today we have a very special guest and we are outlining how you can make an impact when it comes to your beauty routine. And we will also be sharing a list of sustainable brands that you can reference on our Instagram. But before we get into that, let's dive into beauty news. Sarah, we have
very quickly
one piece of beauty news to report.
Yes. So you may have seen it already. The Sephora sale is happening. Their spring savings event from April 17th through May 1st. And they've got some deals. So if you are looking to stock up, now is the time.
And if you, there's different tiers. So there's Rouge, which is 20% off. You were able to start shopping on the 17th through May 1st. If you are VIB level, that's 15% off and you can start shopping today through the 29th. And then if you're a beauty insider, you get 10% off and you can start shopping on Thursday through April 27th. So obviously, if you're Rouge, you get the most, the highest discount and the longest time to shop with it. But there is a code for every single tier and it's Spring Save. So if you are in need of something, obviously this is a sustainability episode. So we're not encouraging you to just go buy just to buy. We encourage you to purchase if you are in need. And if you maybe want to support independently owned brands right now who desperately need it, you can stock up.
Or if you are looking to, you know, get into the more green beauty brands. Sephora has a nice selection.
Yep. So, cool. Yeah. All right. Quick and easy. Now it's time for
What's on Your Face? The Earth Day edition.
I really want little musical tunes to pop up when we do these, like the soup, you know?
Yep.
So meaty, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
we'll work on that.
We gotta figure that out. Yeah,
I believe in Patrick. Matt can write. Matt can write some jingles.
Ooh, Matt, create us some jingles, boo. Okay, Sarah, what is on your face?
Okay, so I think we both picked two products to talk about today. The first one that I'm going to talk about is Ilia's Color Haze Multi-Use Pigment in Sing. Did you get this? I think you probably got this too.
Ooh, no, but that's so pretty.
I bet you got it because I found it at the bottom of a bag recently and I was like, where did this come from?
Okay, great.
So I think it was probably when we had her on. But anyways, it is this color Sing is like this bright, deep berry. And like I said, it's multi-use, so you can use it, you know, on your lips, on your cheeks, on your eyes. And I have been using it on both my lips and my cheeks and I am obsessed with not just the shade, but the formulation. I feel like there's a lot of lip cheek stains that really only work as one or the other. You know what I mean? Like it works great.
Yeah, because they're more like red.
Yes. Or like, exactly. Like it'll be a pretty on your lips, but then it'll make you look too flushed.
Yep.
Or, you know, they'll look great on your lips or on your cheeks and then not great on your lips. So this particular shade looks really good. Looks really good on me.
I mean, I would have to agree.
But I just like how blendable it is. And it has a lot of staying power, which I am always like, I don't know why, but for clean beauty products, I'm always like, oh, wow, this has like staying power. That's crazy.
I know.
So, you know, for color cosmetics especially. And so, yeah, I really love just especially now, like I'm just really lazy when it comes to putting makeup on, if I put any makeup on at all. So I just love the idea of a multi-use. And, you know, we are talking about sustainability. So being able to use one product for two things, why not? So it's...
And I'm like looking at the website right now just so I can like see the range of shades. I like that there's only five, but they are... They really are like true like pinky nudes.
Yes.
So, but... Three of the five are sold out on Sephora already.
I know. So you can get them on Ilia's website.
And okay, great. And that's a great way to support them.
Yeah. And they are all in stock. There are a really, like, a, all of the shades are really beautiful. I really want to try Stutter, which looks more like kind of like that brick.
Mm-hmm. Stutter looks really pretty. Yeah. I feel like I would go with Waking Up.
Ooh, yes. Yes.
Or Before Today. Waking Up is such a good name for a blush situation.
It is. It really is.
Oh, I love that. Okay. And then it has what? Jojoba, which will condition the lips.
Yes.
And the skin. Yes. Which is great.
Yes. Awesome. I just keep saying yes. Yes, yes, yes.
It's all great.
It's all good for you. Again, Ilia is like one of our favorite clean beauty brands based out of Laguna, and I love all of the products that they come out with. So yeah, $32, you can buy it on Sephora or on their website.
And just to reiterate, the reason why we are picking these specific brands today are because they are sustainable brands.
Yes, thank you to all the brands. And now Kirby.
If you guys haven't noticed, we're like goofy today. We're very goofy today.
I'm like, I'm not sure that the words are coming out of my mouth the way that I'm, you know, forming the sentence in my head. But
the way you were doing that with the product, I thought you were trying to waft it. Like you're trying to smell it. I'm like, what are you doing?
What's on your face?
Obviously, we're goofy, guys. Okay. So I have a hair pick. Not like a hair pick. Like a comb. But like a pick for my, nope, never, a recommendation for my hair, okay? This is Fekkai Technician Color Shampoo, Conditioner, and Mask. All the products are $20 each. And I don't know if you know this, Sarah. I used to work in a Fekkai salon.
Oh my God, when you first moved to LA.
Yes, it was before I started working at the entertainment PR firm, but I was a salon manager there, so I helped.
Which one? Where?
It was on Melrose Place.
And oh my God, so LA.
It's sadly no longer there. I spent many a day at that salon. I had the best hair color that, yeah, you know, not money could buy because I got it for free, but I got great hair color. And I loved their products. Like we would get a, you know, significant discount on their shampoos, conditioner, styling products. And they always were just top tier for me. So I, you know, Frederic is an amazingly good looking man, but also like really just knows hair and is really good at doing hair. And they actually, like the brand has just completely revamped. I don't know if you realize this, but there was a while where product from Fekkai would be sold in Target. And I'm like, that's weird because they're only supposed to be sold in salons. And it was like that weird thing where like excess stock would be like bought by Target and then sold.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, that's weird. But if you go to their website, I got an email about this too. They've completely changed like their entire brand, similar to what Bliss did.
Yeah.
They just did a huge overhaul and I'm really impressed. So like the bottle looks more modern and it, on the front it says clean, vegan, sustainable. So I was like, huh, okay, interesting. And I looked into it. And the line that I have is the Technician Color line, which is great for me since obviously I have bleached hair. Yeah.
I actually got the Brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
Line. Uh-huh. Yeah, that one sent to me. But now I want to try it. I haven't tried it. Okay, continue. Sorry.
Trust me. Like, this was just kind of hanging out. And I'm like, oh, I'll give it a try. I'm like, oh, my God, it's actually really great. So the key ingredient in this line is Mirabelle Plum Seed Oil. It's a purified, lightweight oil. So it won't weigh the hair down. And it gives this... your hair this really nice shine and makes it very like hydrated, but also it includes antioxidants and fatty acids, which are really, really great for color treated hair. Color treated hair is notoriously dry. It's extremely porous. It needs a lot more help than, you know, virgin hair. So I've been really loving this. And can I just tell you, the fragrance is not crazy.
Yeah, but it smells really good.
It smells, it's like a citrusy scent. It's, I think it's the plum seed oil, obviously, but It smells so refreshing. And like I have said in the past, I need an aromatic experience when I'm washing my hair. Like I want to.
Same.
Because I need to be able to want to keep using it, you know?
Especially when it comes to your hair.
Yep. Yep. Like people half the time tell me my hair smells good and like not my perfume because.
Totally. Same.
You know?
Because we have so much hair.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. So it's made without sulfates, phthalates, and parabens. It's vegan, silicone free, and the packaging is 100% recyclable. So the bottle is made from 95% recycled plastic. And starting on 4/20, which was yesterday, your order will be shipped. They're testing out this thing called mushroom packaging. Ooh. So it's 100% compostable and recyclable. All you have to do is add soil to it and it will biodegrade in 45 days, which is kind of amazing, yeah, in my opinion. But I just love the way that my hair feels. I've actually been really into masking lately. Like I've like talked to you about this, yeah, you know, personally, but I've been like, you know what? I'm not going to do my hair today. I'm going to throw on a mask and leave it on like literally all day.
Really?
I love that mask. I have slept in the mask before.
So you just sleep in it and you put your like your towel, a kui towel over it?
Yeah. Or actually I have one of those silk hair bonnets. The turbans?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the turban, uh-huh, to like keep my hair like off of my face because I feel like sometimes people don't do that and then the product gets on their forehead and then they break out a little bit because, uh-huh, it's been there for so long, like by sleeping on it. So I always make sure it's like completely off of my forehead. But I've just been loving the way my hair feels lately because obviously less heat styling.
Yeah.
Although I do my hair to feel good from time to time. And I've actually been not using as much conditioner in the shower. Mm. I'll use the shampoo. I'll use a detangler like the Christophe Robin Jelly. I'll put that in, mm-hmm, to detangle, mm-hmm, my hair. And then when I get out, I'll put in a mask and let it set. Or I will just use like a leave-in conditioner of some sort. But yeah, guys, if you're looking.
I need to do more of that.
Yeah.
I think my biggest qualm with masks and hair treatments is that you have to wait and you're like in the shower and then you put it on and then you're like, okay, so do I just like stay in the shower for 10 minutes?
Totally.
But I like the idea of just. Yeah, because like, why not?
Yeah,
why not just let it hang out?
Who cares? Just,
yeah, honestly, yeah. Who cares? Where am I going?
Leave it in and then, you know,
I'm not going anywhere.
The next time that you need to. But I'm really impressed with this brand revamp. And obviously, I have a tie to it just because I used to work there. And,
yeah,
you know, I'm rooting for them. So good job, Fakai. I think that you guys are doing great things.
So wait, where do you buy it? Did you mention
earlier? Oh, I'm so sorry. You can get it online at Target. I think it'll be available in Target stores soon. I'm not sure when, but obviously Fakai.com, easiest way to get it.
Great. Okay. So second product I want to talk about is the Snowberry Instant Deep Cleansing Oil. So I have, mm-hmm, mentioned Snowberry previously because I went to New Zealand with them right before we were on lockdown.
Yep.
Like I remember literally getting back from the trip and Matt was so concerned and I was like, what do you mean? It was totally fine.
Yeah.
The airport was great. Like, yeah, it was. And then like the next week I was like, holy shit. Anyways. But before that, it had a lovely trip to New Zealand because that's where Snowberry is based. And they are a totally natural brand. They are completely carbon neutral, which means that they – so basically when they launched, the founder, you know, was sourcing ingredients from New Zealand but also sourcing it from other places and then realized that which Jenny, our guest, will talk about in a few minutes, how that just wasn't sustainable to be, you know, sourcing ingredients from other places other than locally.
Mm-hmm.
And so they made this this change where she began to only source ingredients from her farm in New Zealand, which then made the brand completely carbon neutral and reduced their carbon footprint by like 80%.
Wow.
Yeah. So she like reduced the number of ingredients in the products and made sure that they were only being sourced and grown and sourced on her farm. And then they also like everything to the packaging, to the way that the products are made. And then they also like purchased extra like offsets. So they're truly like the most sustainable brand I've ever,
wow,
encountered. And on top of that, the products are so beautiful. But the one product that I really have fallen in love with is this deep cleansing oil. So it's called a cleansing oil, but it really is more like a balm. It's like this beautiful golden cleansing balm that is made with lingonberry oil, macadamia oil, this harakiki seed oil that is this tree that is, you know, grown all over their farms. But what I love most about it is that, you know, with cleansing oils and balms, like we've talked about this many times, how some of them can leave your skin feeling really oily.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you like you put it on and then you feel like you just like cannot take it off because it's so thick.
Yep.
So this does not do that. And then on the other side, like some cleansing oils, like I just feel like are too like liquidy. Like this is the texture can be really hard to nail.
Yep.
But I really, really love this. I feel like it gets everything off of your skin. Feels really clean, but then your skin doesn't feel like it's stripped and it feels truly balanced. Like the pH of your skin is really balanced. So I use it in the shower. I just stick it in the shower. And I use it mostly at night because I feel like it's a little bit too much for the daytime. But it totally, like I said, takes everything off. All of the ingredients are so good for your skin and it's super anti-inflammatory. And so if you have sensitive skin, if you're looking for like 100% natural cleansing balm, cleansing oil, highly, highly suggest this from Snowberry. It's like a great introduction into their line. The only thing is I'm not sure if the reason I went to New Zealand was because they were just introducing the brand to the States. So I think you can only buy it from their website. And I'm not sure that like they're delivering, they're shipping right now.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the website. It says, to our dear customers, New Zealand is at a COVID-19 alert level 4. We are currently unable to fulfill online orders until further notice.
Yes. Oh, so, okay, wait. It says Snowberry is available to order via the Farmers and Life Pharmacy website. That sounds like something that's like local to New Zealand. So just put a pin in this. I'm sure, you know, and I know that, so basically P&G acquired them.
Mm-hmm.
So, which means I'm sure that they are, you know, going to be introduced to other retailers in the States. But just remember this cleansing oil and this brand, I think, especially on Earth Day.
Yeah. Okay. Hopefully soon.
Yeah. Okay.
Hopefully soon.
What's on your face next?
Okay. So, this is a brand Sarah has mentioned before. And then I got a bunch of products and completely fell in love. This is the Saie Brow Butter, spelled S-A-I-E. You've probably seen ads on Instagram or Facebook. This brow butter, I'm obsessed with it. I love how tiny the little applicator is. I like the consistency of it. It's a really unique formula. It's oil-based, I believe. And it just creates this really shiny, glossy, lifted brow. Saie is a brand that's focused on being plastic-free by 2021, which is remarkable.
Yeah.
And honestly... You just need to go to their website. There is an overwhelming amount of info on that site regarding what they plan and want to do regarding being sustainable and everything else. But the bottom line is that once you're finished with these products, you can send them back to Saie and they will make sure it's properly recycled for you, which I think is huge. They're keeping themselves accountable.
Yeah.
So the brow butter, they're... are two shades. There's clear and tinted. I like them both. I use them both. I don't know if tinted, does that mean, like I was looking on their website. There's just only two shades, clear and tinted.
Yeah, it says that it works on any brow from blonde to brunette. So,
So yeah, I'm interested. I obviously have a pretty dark brow for my complexion. And I'm curious if it will work with, you know, somebody that has like a deep skin tone with like a black brow.
Yeah.
But I will say like the tinted is a good match for me. I use it just to fill in like little bald spots that I have. And then I use clear the rest of the way to give me that lifted glossy look.
Yeah.
But I'm a really big fan.
Yeah. I love the products that I've tried so far from them. I talked about that, the sleeper gel, but Kirby, I don't know why where we were. I feel like we have all the same shared experiences now, but I met Lainey, who's the founder, and you weren't there for whatever reason. And I don't know why you weren't. Because you didn't get to meet her when she was in LA last.
No.
Yeah. Uh-uh. But she was so lovely. And I just remember her I mean, she said a bunch of, you know, very informative things that I learned about the brand. But something that she mentioned, Lainey was basically saying that she wanted to create products that were really easy to use, one, and like where you would see like a girl on the subway who looked really cool and chic and put together, and you'd be like, I wonder what makeup she's wearing. Like, that's what she wanted Say to like emulate. And I feel like that's really true for like all of her products. Like, they're no fuss, but like they kind of just like enhance your natural beauty sort of thing.
And it's really rare that I like a, like all of the products in a brand. I'm a little bit of a brand whore, like to, you know.
Same. I think that's why we do what we do.
Move around, move and shake. However, Say and Kosas lately have been the two brands that I literally, every single product is a win for me. And that's like not normal for me. I haven't tried Say's mascara yet.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So I have it, and if we ever get to see each other, you can have it. But I mean,
oh no, I have it.
Oh, you have it. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I haven't tried it yet.
Did she give you the lash curler?
No, I didn't get the lash curler. That's the one thing I didn't get.
She said that it's like, you know how everyone talks about like Shiseido's lash curler.
Mm-hmm.
Like apparently everyone has fallen in love with this, and obviously you are the like lash queen, so we need to know what your
I need to try it. I use a lash curler every day. It's a part of my routine. I'm using Laura Mercier's right now, and I really like it. It's a good one. But yeah, Say, guys, I'm like, they're hitting home runs. The Dew Balm,
so good.
I use that literally every single day. The brow butter and their lip stuff is great. I can't wait to try the mascara. That's like next on the agenda.
I really want her to make like a tinted foundation or a tinted moisturizer. I think that she would like really hit it out.
I agree.
Of the park.
I just hope it's not oil. Yeah. I don't want a tinted oil anymore. I can't do it. My skin just freaks out. It hates it.
I don't like how it feels or looks, to be completely honest.
I love, like I've said, Kosas. I cannot do the tinted face oil. It just doesn't agree with my skin. Then I know people that literally swear.
Stand by it. Yeah.
It just, different strokes for different folks, but.
Totally.
If you're listening, can you please just make sure it's not an oil for us?
Yeah.
For the little people. Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks.
Thanks. Have you guys heard of Cherry? Sarah and I heard about it and did a little investigating, and it's actually really cool.
Yes. Okay. So it is an app where you can find honest, straightforward reviews from other beauty enthusiasts about products you've been eyeing, or maybe products you're wondering are really worth the hype.
We like Cherry because, similar to reviews you'd get from friends or us, they're completely unbiased. The community not only lets you know how a product did work for them, but also how it might not have worked.
Cherry was founded on the idea that discovering beauty products should be an inclusive process, and not just from recommendations from the biggest followings, loudest voices, or most conventional looks. So it's basically like if Instagram was only beauty reviews, aka a dream.
If you love a product or just want to share your thoughts, download the app and create your own reviews. We're on the app as well. You can find us at username Los Angeles. Find Cherry in the Apple App Store or their website, www.cherry.com. That's www.cherie.com.
All right, should we jump into the guest of the episode?
Please do the honors.
All right. So today we have the pleasure of speaking to Jenny Ong. For those of you who are not familiar, Jenny Ong first started her blog in 2012, and she focused on fashion and photography. But since then, she has made a little bit of a transition, and her creative pursuits or her content have evolved beyond just, you know, sharing photos of her outfits. Jenny became more passionate about the environment and sustainability and shifted her focus to educate people about how to live slowly and more consciously in all aspects of their lives, including their beauty routines, which is why we have Jenny on. And P.S., by the way, her skin is incredible. So we wanted to know everything that she was using. So Jenny is here to talk about sustainable beauty brands to look into and how to make our makeup and skincare regimens more eco-friendly. So without further ado, Here we go.
Here's Jenny.
So excited to have Jenny Ong on Los Angeles today.
Thrilled because, Jenny, I feel like this is obviously a very timely episode with Earth Day being tomorrow. And we just want to help our audience understand sustainability, what that means, and how they can put it into action through their beauty routine. I think a lot of people get really overwhelmed and they think, oh my gosh, I need to throw away everything I have right now and start over, but I don't have the money or the funds. So what are some things we can be doing in our everyday life to kind of help facilitate that? And you're the perfect person to talk about it. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you. This is like one of my favorite topics to talk about, obviously. So I'm excited.
Yay.
Yay. Jenny, we like to start off every episode with what's on our faces, but what is on your face right now?
Today I'm not wearing any makeup.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, just gorgeous.
Surprise, in quarantine. Just wearing some, I think it's called the All Embracing Serum from Odacité. I might be butchering the name.
No, that's right.
Odacité. And I just love that serum so much. I kind of wear it for daytime and nighttime sometimes. It just smells so good and it makes me like calm. And that's something I really need.
Yeah,
it sounds like something we all need right now.
Like a self-care ritual of sorts. Yeah. So I love Odacité. I know Sarah does too.
Yeah.
It's one of those brands that I feel like is largely underrated.
True. I think so too. I feel totally. Like everything from their line has actually been great.
Agreed.
So great.
The lip serum is amazing.
100%. Totally agree.
They collaborated with, what's the really pretty hotel in West Hollywood? The new one? Edition?
Oh, the Edition.
Mm-hmm. Hotel. They're being offered at their spa now, which is like, I just feel like, I think other people should, you know, obviously discover the brand through like all of the retailers that carry them. But like, I think of getting like the actual spa treatment is always a really nice way to like learn more about the brand. And we got to, or Kirby, you didn't get to go to that when they offered it at the other
Casamigos
spa.
Or which one?
Yeah, the one in Malibu. Is it Casamigos?
Was it Casamigos?
Or no, Calamigos.
I never know what the hell. Is it the same thing?
Casamigos is the tequila.
Clearly you know where my mind's at. Okay.
Well, Kirby's background right now is Sir, so.
Yes, I'm
that's why you're crossing
slinging drinks.
Anyways, tangent. Anyways, love Odacité. And I haven't used, I don't think I've used that serum, so I need to incorporate that.
The all-embracing serum? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's really good. It has like, it just smells, I mean, I've already said this like twice, three times, but it smells so good. And what I do at night is I just like warm up my hands with it and just, as soon as I'm done patting it on my face, I'll put it over my eyes and my nose and just like let it rest there. And it feels like a really quick at home spa experience.
Yeah.
Like it just smells that good. Yeah. And it's I think all their products are actually infused with crystal. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you're into that, but.
Oh, I could use all the positive energy. So yes.
Right.
Into it. Okay. So Jenny, we obviously have you on here to help us, you know, debunk some myths about clean, natural, sustainable beauty, but also to help us better define it because a lot of our listeners are really confused about what it all means. I think Kirby and myself included. So can you tell us, you know, how do you define sustainable beauty and what does it mean to you in your life?
I think there are so many different factors that play into what constitutes sustainability. I think I try to ask myself, you know, are the ingredients mostly non-toxic themselves? Are they grown without toxic chemicals? Are they cultivated ethically in the process? And you can even get down to the specifics where it's like, does the soil that produces these said ingredients, is it regenerative? Is it healthy soil? Because that affects, you know, the creatures, wildlife surrounding that area. Can demand be controlled to a point where we can still support wildlife where these things are grown? And then some people care about like packaging. Is the product packaged in recyclable materials like glass, metal, instead of plastic? And like, you know, I ask myself, does the brand take initiative to like collect and actually properly recycle? Because a lot of the stuff that we think is being recycled isn't actually.
That's such a great point.
Going to recycled. So yeah. And I mean, like a lot of countries actually outsource recycling to other countries, mainly China and India. The levels of waste that you see in China and India are so high, but it's because they're actually forced to collect waste from other countries. So anyways, that could be a whole new episode. But I also like to ask, you know, are brands trying to source their ingredients as locally as possible? And when they do that, you know, like if a brand is based in Europe and they grow ingredients in Europe, that's much better than growing ingredients elsewhere, like in Asia or in America. If you are a brand that's situated, you know, in America, it's better, usually better to grow in America. Yeah.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
So if there are these like brands that are trying to, you know, play themselves as being like natural and sustainable, but then if they're sourcing like these rare quote unquote ingredients from
all over
around the world, that's yeah.
And I mean, it's so multifaceted. Like there are so many issues that you can kind of try and deal with when it comes to sustainability. You know, like when you tout that you use and grow organic materials, ingredients for your product, but you kind of source from Australia and you source from China, you source from Europe, all of that is transported to the manufacturing site somehow. So there's also, you know, methane, there's emission levels, not to count like the emission levels that you need to actually, you know, ship your products as well. So there's a lot to take into account.
Yeah.
So this kind of, you know, as a sustainability dummy, I feel like this reminds me of Joaquin Phoenix at the Golden Globes or the Oscars being like, hey, man, like, cool. Let's talk about saving the earth. Maybe don't like take a private jet to Palm Springs for the film festival then.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, as much as I stan Leonardo DiCaprio and like I think he does great things for our planet, like the man flies private to, you know, Ibiza or wherever he decides to go with his gaggle of women. So it's like you have to walk the walk and talk the talk. And I love that you're making us think of this in a completely different way, because those are things I just generally wouldn't think about. I do want to jump off that answer though, because when you say all these things, like I get overwhelmed. I'm like, oh my God,
yeah.
Where do I start then?
So totally.
Like, three takeaways that you typically, like if you're looking at a new brand or you're looking at a brand that maybe you haven't used before, that you're like, okay, what are the top three things I'm looking for right now?
Yeah. Or like, I think like, are there points that are more important to you? I mean, obviously they're all important, but like, you know, you have to pick and choose, right?
Right. I mean, I'm with you. I think a lot of the times I get overwhelmed too. And I can list all these questions all I want, but I don't know how much brands, a certain brand is emitting when making X, Y, and Z. So I guess for the most part, I try and look for recyclable materials. And if they partner with any recycling programs to manage that waste, I think those are some things that I start off with. And like, obviously, non-toxic, cruelty-free.
Yep.
I think those are the factors that we can control for the most part, because the other questions need to be answered and be, you know, put out by brands.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad that you said that you're also overwhelmed, is because I'm like, you know, it's hard to keep everything into account. Is there a specific like resource that you use, or is there like a website that you like typically shop from? I'm trying to help our audience kind of say, okay, if I need to get started, is there a place I can go to start, you know, somewhere?
Like any good apps?
I mean, EWG. I think Think Dirty, those two are the main ones that I've used. In terms of shopping, I mean, we're all so familiar with Sephora, right? And they have like a clean beauty section. And I love going through that. Sometimes I find new ones there. But there's the Detox Market, All Clean, there's Credo. And those are the only ones I really know of, actually.
I actually was, when I was doing a little bit of research for this episode, I did see that Sephora does have a sustainability promise and they're doing certain things to try to become more sustainable, which I really appreciate. Mm-hmm. It's like a very small part of their business, clearly.
Yeah.
But I think even just having like the foresight to know that this is going to become a bigger priority for consumers in the future.
Right.
And taking those measures to try to become, you know, as friendly to the earth as possible is really interesting.
Yeah.
I totally have noticed that in probably the last year. Like, I think there was the wave of everyone trying to go, you know, non-toxic, cruelty-free, or maybe cruelty-free first, and then like more, you know, non-toxic, and then everyone realizing, you know, they need to use recyclable materials, but then they're still, you know, their carbon footprint is so huge. Mm-hmm. And so then trying to offset it by, you know, all of these different promises or whatever, whether that's, you know, buying offsets. A bunch of trees or, yes, yeah. Exactly. Which is great because I think it's necessary. And now, you know, with social media and with this consumer being way more savvy than they used to be, like we can easily find those things out.
Right.
And there's like so many different brands to choose from. So obviously we're going to try to support the ones that are doing the best. But yeah, that's great. I didn't know Sephora did that.
Yeah.
Good for them. Jenny, we're throwing around all of these terms, you know, sustainable, clean, natural, cruelty-free. How do you differentiate one from the other? Like, basically, like, which one's right? Like, yeah, which one's the best? And, like, what do you look for?
God, I don't know. I think first and foremost, I think some brands that say, you know, they use natural ingredients might not be grown ethically.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it could be, you know, grown in an area where they've just overtaken the land and have driven out wildlife in doing so. That's not sustainable. And I think I've in discussion with someone else some, you know, years ago, I was told that even if you are using natural ingredients, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's good. They're like certain alcohols can be considered natural and cruelty free. I think that just depends on how you define that, right? I think that should be considered sustainable just because you want to promote the quality of life for all.
But like, I guess a lot of brands can get away with, or not get away, but they try to call themselves green, which is a very like, what does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I'm a little bit hazy. Yeah. That's just a gray area for me too.
Yeah.
Mostly because there's no regulation in our, I think maybe around the world, but especially in America. And I mean, there's a pro and con with that, right? I think the market is open for so many brands to try and introduce, you know, their product and like XYZ, but we need to have a universal code where we can understand what it means when you have this stamp or that stamp.
Totally.
And it's like that as a consumer, I think we need to demand that.
I agree. Are you kidding me? Like, I think, you know, Sarah and I have talked about this a variety of times, you know, talking about the FDA and, you know, like, obviously, we have brands out there that are really pulling their weight and trying their best to, you know, use recycled plastic and to utilize TerraCycle, asking people to send in their products. And then on top of that, using formulations that are considered, mm-hmm. quote unquote, clean, you know, without parabens, phthalates and all that good stuff. But like, go to the FDA and look up the term hypoallergenic, and there's actually no definition for it, but people will slap it on a product and literally, like, I have people DMing me, and I'm sure you guys have the same, going, what's a good, you know, product for sensitive skin? Like, I picked up this hypoallergenic product. I'm like, cool. It literally doesn't mean anything.
Right.
Like, they just made that word up to make you feel better.
Or people think that using all natural means that it's not going to irritate their skin in any way, or that it's going to be better for their skin, which that is not always the case. Yep. It's so confusing.
But to Jenny's point, like, there should be some type of Bible almost that breaks it down. If something, if a label says clean on it, this is what it definitely is made without. It could be literally just four ingredients, you know, like the parabens,
phthalates,
you know, whatever else, like the other big two are. But then, you know, okay, if you're going to say that you're green, wait, what did I just say? What was the first thing? Clean, green. Like, you know what I mean? There needs to be tiers. It's so confusing.
I think this confusion, proves our point that,
Yes.
Exactly. I mean, I would.
Someone help.
I would love. I think wearing makeup and wearing skincare products on your skin. Our skin is our largest organ, right? And if we're slapping on nutrition labels on food, I think we kind of need something like that for skincare, beauty products.
Absolutely.
Totally.
Absolutely.
I mean, if they're willing to put a little jar that says 12 months or 18 months or 24 months on our products to let us know, you know, how long it will be good for, why not tell us like why a product is good for us? You know what I mean? I think it's definitely relevant. I would love for there to just be a meeting of the minds where like the biggest names in this industry like get together, like you, Jenny. I want like Caroline Hirons in there. I want like all of these, Renee Rouleau. I want all of these people together, like a little Mensa grouper, and then like you guys create this ultimate Bible being like, this is what this means, and then the government has no choice but to accept it, and then go from there.
That would be great. I feel like you have I feel I like Kourtney that. Kardashian would butt her way into that. She wants to be part of that.
We could totally get her involved if she would like. I mean, you know, sweat off my brow.
So Jenny, you know, we talked about this in your intro, but you know, when you came on the scene as like a blogger, influencer, you were obviously like OG, but you were more of like a fashion blogger and you didn't really have a focus on being, you know, eco-conscious as you are now. This was like, 2010 when you started? Or you started in college?
2011.
Okay.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, over the past couple of years, you've started to really transition your lifestyle and also your, you know, your Instagram aesthetic, but also like everything that you... your persona. I don't know how you want to describe it exactly.
Your content.
Your content. There you go. Your content.
My brand.
Your brand.
Yeah.
Your brand. Your personal brand. Can you tell us like when you began to transition from, you know, focusing on fashion to sustainability and why?
I think if I had to pinpoint a time, I would say probably 2016. Maybe 2015 going into 2016. I just remember it was like one night I was sitting in my apartment and I was just so overwhelmed with the amount of stuff I had in my little loft. And it was like a mixture of clothing, of products, beauty products that I had received without my discretion. And it had, you know, I think 2015 was right around the time when Instagram was becoming such a hot app and brands were just reaching out like crazy. And it was great. You know, I'm not going to lie. It was kind of nice at first, but when it started getting to a point where I wasn't aware of what I was getting and, you know, my email and my mailing address was getting passed around and I was receiving stuff that I didn't think I would ever even post or write about. It got to a point where I felt like suffocated. And I started thinking about how I was just one of like many thousands of influencers where, you know, they're shipping these products to, they're never going to see a post on Instagram or our blogs. And it's such a shame, you know, like, I not to say that those products shouldn't exist, they just didn't belong with me. And it just got me thinking like, this needs to stop. I think we've inflated to a point where like we've veered off so far off of like a normal level of consumption that I think it hit me that I wanted to change and like start influencing for good. And like, I don't know, I think growing up watching, observing my parents save on water and like the way they've been cooking or like trying to salvage, you know, ingredients and utilizing everything that we had, it kind of ingrained the idea of being sustainable and eco-conscious from an early standpoint. And I'd always, you know, I spent my money on Burt's Bees, my own money on Burt's Bees when I could, that, you know, natural products, natural brands like Guerlain and Tarte. I've always had an inclination towards the more natural brands. And so I think that kind of hit it off.
Were you nervous at all when you sort of made that transition with your following?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think, so I kind of took a little break. Like 2016, I was with an influencer company, an agency, and they were actually emailing me quite often asking me why I wasn't posting more. And I mean, like they wanted me to post like 3 times a day, like every single day. And I was, it didn't feel right. And I got to a point where I was like, I just need to take a, I need to take a step back. I didn't find posting to be that enjoyable anymore. And so I was really afraid that I would lose the trust of the agency. Like they would no longer find me useful. And also just because like, it was very clear that people on Instagram really liked a certain, you know, style of content. And I think that time away from it really just solidified, like, you know, this feels right. I'm going to just go head in.
I feel like 2015, 2016 was the time where brands started sending really large packages to, right, Kirby? Like it would be like,
that's when the frickin' like
giant
PR box explosion happened. Yeah. It was out of control. And I felt like it was because of Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like it was definitely fun at first. And then, yeah, I have definitely felt that way, too, because I had always worked from home. And so getting all the packages sent here and then like not being able to share it with anyone. And I just felt like it was such a waste. And like, but then I didn't want to like throw away like all the tiny refrigerators that I was getting because I was like, what? I can't just throw those away, you know?
Because we have hoarder tendencies.
One for each product.
The hoarder tendencies. I think also Sarah and I, you know, we never wanted to complain either because we felt gracious that brands were even considering us because at one point, like, editors were not getting product.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I don't think they shut out editors completely, but there are some brands, and even to this day, that definitely do not care about like the editor reporter set. Like Sarah and I talk about this a lot where we're like, haven't seen a product from this brand in literally years, but we still get invited to the parties and, you know, emails, but like we could never talk about the products because we just have never received them. And not saying we can't go buy them ourselves, but also like, why would we when we have other stuff that we could easily utilize? Mm. So I think like, at that point, we were really nervous to like kind of speak out. But then slowly we like saw people on Instagram starting to be like, hey, guys, it's kind of unnecessary for you to send a box that's like the size of a small house with a single mascara in it.
It still drives me nuts when brands and I think, you know, a lot of brands have gotten a lot better because they're also like scared that they're going to be just taken down.
They're going to be shamed.
But when I get like one lipstick in a giant box, I'm just like, oh, why? Like, why?
Right. I'm like, it takes, I mean, everything on this earth takes energy, right? And when you waste energy on just making this huge human-sized pill box or something, I don't know, refrigerator, it's just like, it's not, it doesn't speak to me. And it doesn't tell me what your product is about. It's really just an in the moment, you know, grab the attention grabber and that's it. And yeah. I feel like that's not how I develop a relationship with a product. I want to use, I know I'll like a product if it feels good on me and if it works well, that's it.
Yep.
100%.
Jenny, how long did it take for you to clean up, quote unquote, clean up your beauty routine?
I would say I'm still kind of working on it. I mean, like, I've always been a fan of NARS. I think their makeup works really well. I still use Marc Jacobs. I love their eyeshadows, Laura Mercier,
yep,
Charlotte Tilbury, mm-hmm, you know? but it's still in the process. And I think I've started from 2016 to now. I'm just going through each product slowly. I have, you know, certain favorites, the ones I've listed. I'm still going to try and use up what I do have and just slowly go over, you know, phase into my natural line of favorite brands. And I feel like it's been easier in recent years. Like the last 2 years, I feel like Kosa's RMS has really been hitting it with great products. But before that, it was hard because the natural line of makeup, natural products, it just didn't stick. Like pigments weren't great. Staying power, you know.
Yeah, a lot of people I think are scared of the more natural lines because of that. You know, sometimes I think products that are more like oil based, personally for me, they make me break out and they can wreak havoc on my skin. So it's been a really interesting process going through and finding natural lines that work for me.
Yep.
But I like that you said that you still are using, you know, it's like a work in progress. You're still using products that you like. I mean, I love Charlotte Tilbury. I love NARS. Yes.
Mark Jacobs.
Mark Jacobs.
It would be so hard to give it up.
It is. And it's like obviously something that you want to keep in mind. But I also think that we hear a lot of the time people thinking, oh, I need to throw away everything that I currently have.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I should have mentioned that earlier too, but it goes without saying, like, you can be sustainable if you actually just use up everything that you have.
Yes,
what,
Jenny.
What you like.
Yeah.
Yes. Scream it from the rooftops, girl.
Hit the pan.
Hit the pan, people.
It's so true. Like, because we just get fed all of these ads and newness and like we just want to move on to the next thing. But like I just cleaned out my vanity last weekend and I kept finding things that I totally forgot about and I felt terrible because I was like, oh my God, like I haven't been like this. I haven't touched this in like 6-7 months. I didn't even know it was here.
Yeah, it's.
That's like a really easy step, though. Like you said, like you don't have to just like
hit the pan,
guys. Squeeze. Yeah, you're not the being sustainable.
You're not being sustainable by like throwing away, you know, mostly full foundation or you know, eyeshadow palette that is brand new but like doesn't meet the standards that you're now trying to implement. Like, use that, be happy with it, and then once you need something, that's when you start looking for those products.
So, Jenny, what do you do with old beauty products when you're done with them, containers? Do you have any tips on how we can recycle? Or maybe there are products that, you know, you haven't really, you bought and maybe you just never use. Like, where can we donate them? What do you do with your products?
Kirby, I think you mentioned this earlier, but yeah, I go on TerraCycle. They are starting to partner with more brands. The last brand that I sent in old products to were from Josie Maran, I think. But yeah, they make it super easy. They have like a list of partners and you just like look it up, see if they're partnered. You ask for a shipping label, you put it in a box and then you ship it out. If not, I mean, I just try and separate materials. So like if something has a metal top or like a plastic top to a glass container, I wash it out, separate them and then put it in the recycling bin. In terms of like products that I don't use or like it's completely intact and new, I try to donate to, you know, women's shelters. Sarah, you probably, I think you were talking about that recently. That's pretty much the extent of it. And if it's a cute container, I'll keep it and like store my Q-tips or something.
Totally. That's a great way to upcycle.
Yeah.
And if anybody listening is curious about ways that they can donate, we actually touched on that. When was that episode, Sarah?
It was around Thanksgiving, I think.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. On our Instagram, we have a little slideshow of places that you can donate. I think gently used products and even like used products. I have a box that I've been waiting to take to the Trans Wellness Center here in LA. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't think they're open right now. I actually should call and double check and make sure. But I need to take a big box there. That's a great place to donate
Yeah. There's also, I started just following Beauty to the Streets. Do you yes, follow her?
Yes, she's amazing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she helps provide grooming services and beauty services to people who live on Skid Row. Mm. And so she's always taking collections too, or donations, I should say. But I also am like, okay, is she taking them right
well,
now?
Well, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
It's a weird time right now.
Weird time right now. I think also, no matter where you're listening from, look up in your general area, see if there are places that are willing, like especially shelters that are willing to take, you know, cosmetic and personal care items for the people that they're helping. Again, right now, kind of a weird time to be handing off product to somebody else, but hopefully, you know.
In the near future,
for sure.
I also had no idea that TerraCycle provided the shipping label. That's so easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, all you have to do is print it, but that's about it.
That's so great.
Good to know.
What would you like to see beauty brands do more of or less of?
I think it would be great if they kind of documented their process. Just being, in general, like as transparent as possible and like, really ingraining that into their media, like, and not just for the sake of making, like, you know, pretty marketing material, but like, show us, you know, how you walk the talk and where do you grow, if you grow your ingredients here, like, can we see it? I don't know, I love seeing how things grow. I'm always posting, you know, how I grow my fruits and veggies. So it's just like something that I think is so, it really grounds the brand. It can ground the brand, you know? And I think a lot of consumers are moving to a point where like, we want to have a more personal relationship with the brands that we are putting our dollars behind. And then like, obviously I think I want to see brands partner up with more recycling programs because I think that the responsibility shouldn't just rest on the consumer to recycle. It'd be great if brands could really take that, you know, accountability and make sure that they're also taking care of their waste.
That's such a great point. I personally feel like brands, you know, if they are going to market themselves as being sustainable and trying to do better for the earth, then they also have a responsibility to, in my personal opinion, not put out a new launch every other week. They need to be more thoughtful with their launches. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you just put out an eyeshadow palette, mm-hmm. like you should be waiting at least like 4 to 6 months before you launch another one. Like I there is a brand that last year came out with, I think, over 12 eyeshadow palettes, and all of them looked like some variety of the other. Like I want to send you this screenshot. My mouth was gaping open. I'm like, nobody needs all of these palettes. And because there is this hype with consumerism and everybody thinks that they need this product because it's from this brand, they're going to be left with a bunch of palettes they're never going to mm-hmm. finish, that they probably might not even use more mm-hmm. than a few different times. They're doing it just to like post an Instagram photo. And, you know, like I there was actually a big conversation about this on Twitter, and an influencer responded to someone saying like, okay, all these eyeshadow palettes look exactly the same. Like, why do we need all these palettes? And she's like, well, guess what? You don't have to buy them all. And I'm like, okay, totally. That's a great point. But also, don't you think the brand should be accountable for making this many launches and making people feel like they need it? Because at the end of the day, they're the one that's putting it out. Like,
exactly.
Totally.
You're exactly right, Jenny. Like, brands also have to be accountable for what they're doing. So if you're going to sit here and say you're doing great things for the earth, but then you're producing like 15 eyeshadow, even 4 eyeshadow palettes is a lot, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Then you really need to take a step back.
Totally.
And think about what your priorities are. Because at the end of the day, I mean, I'm not one to mince words. I just think like that's a money grabbing technique. That's not being thoughtful about what people actually want and what they really need.
Right. Yeah. And I wanted to say too, like, but this is kind of like hazy, like intention. Like I want brands to be very genuine with their intentions and not just sell some idea, like immediacy of like a feeling. Because we're so, I think we're getting so detached from life, from our like relationships with people, that we just want to, we are substituting, you know, a slew of products to give us that feeling. And that's what these brands are trying to sell when they are like just rolling out launches after launches. I mean, because otherwise it's all the same colors, right? They're just like attaching these brand launches with, you know, a certain vibe and like a certain look. And they're just trying to sell a feeling that you should probably try and fill in some other part of your life.
Damn.
Well, I think honestly, it might change because of what we're going through right now with being isolated.
I was going to say that too. Like all of our priorities have completely
like flipped. I never would have wanted to get on a phone call in my life before this. Now I'm like, phone call? Great. I'll have 6 phone calls today. Like I don't even care. It's like wanting that human connection. So hopefully maybe the one silver lining of this entire terrible situation is that we get back to what really matters.
Yeah.
And our priorities.
Yeah. Shift. And realizing like you really don't need that much. Like we've all been, you know, self-isolating for a month plus now. And like how many times have you, obviously it's like nice to like get dolled up every once in a while and do your hair and makeup, but like on the day to day, like how much stuff do you really actually need for your skincare and beauty routine? Not that much, really not that much. I'm going to be really curious to see how this all shakes out at the end.
And I also just want to throw out there, you know, Jenny, Sarah and I are self-aware. We know that for our jobs, like we're constantly telling people what we like and what we think is worth investing in. But that is a part of our job. But we take this seriously. And we all
– and we are trying to be better too.
We are trying to be better. And we also – when we recommend something, it's not to tell you that you absolutely have to have it and you should buy it now if you don't need it. It's to be like, hey, if you are looking for something, this is what works for us and why we like the brand. So
that's a very good point.
I actually should have mentioned earlier when I think Sarah, when you asked like, was it hard kind of transitioning from the way I was blogging to how I'm blogging now? And it's like, yeah, because I wanted to slow down a bit. I told brands and agencies, like, I only want to partner with a brand on, you know, a sponsored product if I'm actually going to use it all up. Or, you know, if I would actually purchase this if I hadn't gone into this world, this industry. Mm-hmm. Because of that, I mean, I've taken a huge cut in what I could have been making. I don't know if I should be revealing that, but at the end of the day, I think it makes me feel much closer to myself and know that I genuinely care about what I can do and how I can influence people. Like if I'm talking about a product, that means I think you'll love it. I think you'll really love it and it'll be your favorite for some time and not just for a week, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's why you have such a big following and such like a loyal, strong following is because they know that. But I mean, it's hard. There's so many influencers, obviously, especially on Instagram, just like beauty influencers touting all of these different products. And you can tell people apart, like who is actually being authentic and genuine like yourself and who's just doing it for a paycheck, obviously, which... respect to everyone trying to make it.
Yeah,
better,
I mean,
but,
yeah, no,
yeah.
No hate. Yeah,
yeah.
But I should have distinguished. Like that was just something that I needed to do for my personal mental health, and it worked out. I think, thankfully, I feel like I've lost a lot of followers along the way, not posting a certain, you know, style. But I think now I feel like I've connected with a whole new bunch of people that are on the same wavelength as I am. And they recognize my truths and what I'm trying to say and how I speak to them.
Jenny, what's your sign?
Guess.
Ooh, I know it already.
Oh my God. No, I think I know. Did you tell us this?
I did. I think it was at the True Botanicals brunch.
Are you Aquarius?
Yes, she is.
Okay, I remember. Yes, I remember. our little.
Does it all make sense to you?
It makes so much sense. Our little trailblazing Jenny. Not taking crap from anyone in the realm of Oprah, Ellen, Justin Timberlake, Harry Styles.
Oprah is the redeeming character because I feel like Aquarians get such bad rep.
You know what? You're honestly right. And I will say.
No, I agree. I agree.
I have some qualms with certain Aquarians. My father is an Aquarian, so he's also a redeeming Aquarian. Matt's an Aquarius.
Redeeming Aquarius.
This is going to be our new like term, redeeming Aquarius. Jenny is an amazing Aquarian.
Yeah.
I'm dying to know your chart though. I feel
that
like
is
you're
so sad.
No, Jenny, I feel like
it's
amazing. I feel like you have a lot of earth tones in your chart.
I'm sad to say I don't know much about astrology. I can pull up my co-star.
Oh my God, pull up your co-star. Yeah. I absolutely need to know.
Kirby, you should guess what her rising.
The way that Jenny is so passionate, like you can tell things affect her. Like I feel like you're very empathetic and like that's why you changed your entire MO. Like you changed everything because you were like feeling everything so deeply, but I can't decide if that's like an earthy vibe. So like Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, or if that's because like you just feel all the feelings. So you're like Cancer. I don't know. I can't.
Jenny didn't know that this coming in onto the podcast was going to be like a therapy, astrological kind of therapy.
Oh my God, no, Jenny, I don't want to get it wrong. You have to tell me.
Guess my rising.
I feel like the very first thing I was going to say was Taurus, but I feel like it's Cancer just with how like
because the emotions,
like you just feel like you're like the mother to all of these
of her chickens. Yes, that she has.
Yes, you have chickens. Oh my God. Hell yes.
She has chickens and she brought me fresh eggs.
She's like Mother Earth. Yesterday. She's like Mother Earth over here. What's your rising sign? Tell me right now. You have to guess
and I'll let you know.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm going to get this so wrong. I always do this really poorly. Okay.
I don't know. Everything you're describing though is pretty.
So it wasn't Taurus. It's not Taurus.
I don't know. You tell me.
Oh, shit. Okay. You need to, after we're going to sidebar this, but Jenny's going to have to check her co-star.
I have it.
To see what your you have it. Oh, you do.
I know it.
Oh, then she guessed. Oh, well, then tell us.
You guess, and I'll let you.
She guessed already. She guessed Taurus or Cancer.
Okay. So your final answer is Taurus.
Those are my final answers.
I am a rising Cancer.
Wow.
You were so close.
Damn, I should have gone with my second instinct.
So.
But your second, the Cancer description was very spot on.
Damn it. Wow, that was amazing. Okay, I see.
So I was like, oh my God, you almost got it. Just run with it.
Wow, thank you. Am I an astrologer?
That's impressive though, Kirby.
You might be.
Kind of.
Maybe. Okay, so let's get into the good stuff.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people just want to know, girl, what are your favorite sustainable beauty brands? Like, you don't even have to give descriptions of any. You can just go through them. Or if you're really passionate about a few, you can talk about them.
You, Cancer.
So I mentioned Kosas earlier. I love RMS. I like Olema Pure for makeup. I like, for skincare, True Botanicals, Josie Moran, Ren Skincare, Audacité, Tata Harper.
Oh, yes.
Love.
She has like a farm in Vermont.
Talk about living the dream, that lady.
I know. And then Sarah, I think you were at the first session for that mask class held. Yeah. Her skin is like, I just couldn't stop looking at her face.
Yeah.
Like she had no makeup on, maybe just a little blush, that reddish cherry blush. Mm-hmm.
Got all that good nutrients from the inside and the outside, just all coming together.
Was that the thing where we all were sitting on pillows on the ground?
Yeah, at the Sunset Tower.
Yeah, I had to leave that early, but it was still a very great experience. Yeah,
loved that.
But yeah, so there. That's Tata Harper. I love Seed Phytonutrients, St. Jane, Indi Lee, Kula for sunscreen. Do you guys like 100% Pure? I've used stuff like forever. And I feel like they've grown so much and they're finally starting to get into makeup. And it's actually really good. Pigment. Oh, great.
I've not used their makeup before, just their skincare.
Pretty good. I think those are the ones off the top of my head.
Are any of these brands available at drugstores? Or do you know or recommend any?
For the ones at drugstores, I only go to Burt's Bees.
Yeah.
I love them. And I think they're based in North Carolina, so super local if you're American. And that's it.
God, I got to think about all this stuff now.
Yeah.
I know.
So hard.
We need to make like a little map. Like, okay, you got to this point. Yeah. Now what? You go over here, over here. Guys, okay, then you come down.
We need a Los Angeles Bible.
Yeah, we can make that with you.
Sustainability Bible.
Yes.
Ooh.
Can you co-write it?
We're about to get our website up and launched. We should work with Jenny to create a post with like her favorites. And then the top five things to consider before buying a beauty product.
We should throw that on the gram, though, for sure this week. Like,
Jenny's
100%. Faves, our faves, and then, tips.
Yep.
Oh, this was so great, Jenny.
We
learned so much.
I needed this, and it was so great talking to you guys.
Jenny, you're the best. Oh, thank you.
Brands need to hire you as a consultant.
Truly.
By the way.
I'm up for hire, guys. I can work remotely from home.
Yes, she can. Jenny, how can everybody find you?
Find me on Instagram. For now, at Jenny Ong, JennyOng.
Awesome.
Website is down for a remodeling. Instagram is where my main channel exists.
Awesome.
Oh, wait, okay, you're on TikTok too. Don't you want to plug TikTok?
No. Okay, you know what? I have a split personality. I post really random stuff on TikTok that is not related to my Instagram at all. So don't.
Okay, well then, Kirby, I'm going to send you. She did this really cute one of all of her entire world sweats. It was like every single day.
Oh my God. Yes.
Love.
Definitely need to see this. Guys, thank you so much for listening to today's episode and happy early Earth Day. Remember that you can find us on social, Los Angeles Pod. We also have our thriving Facebook group. You guys make me so proud in that group. I'm just like, get on with your bad selves. Talk amongst yourselves. I'm just going to be like the mother hen.
I was doing that earlier today.
It was adorable. And we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.